This episode of Dollars and Cents is brought to you by T-Mobile Puerto Rico, Oriental, Walmart Puerto Rico, and Amy Taylor Fernandez voiceovers.
Hey everyone, this is Michelle Cantro-Vasquez, and I am the founder and editor of News Is My Business, an online news site based in San Juan about Puerto Rico's business community. With us today are Ana Maria Cintrón, director and founder of Causa Local, and Roberto Rivera, co-founder of Tortillas Doña Lola, who will talk about access to capital for small businesses and their experiences with the process of getting operations going under that framework. So, Ana Maria, why don't you start by telling us what it is that your organization does for small businesses in Puerto Rico?
Thank you for the introduction. Yes, my name is Ana Maria Cintrón, and I direct and founded Causa Local, which is a local nonprofit created to provide access to capital to local small businesses in Puerto Rico. We also work with our small business owners to provide them with a financial education. Basically, how we work is that you contact us, right? And one of our team members will communicate with you. We will send you the information. You read this information and you get back to us with questions. This process looks really basic, but for us, it's very important because I need to observe and feel that you're interested in this, that you read the information, that you have questions, that you're interested in requesting access to capital, understanding these platforms. So first step in our stair is Kiva. Kiva is a platform that provides 10 loans up to $10,000 at 0% interest.
And that's awesome for a small business.
Yes.
I mean, getting access to capital at zero interest.
Yes.
Is just
that's amazing.
It's a dream.
It's right. Yeah, it's amazing. And how it works is that people all around the world lend you money through the platform with the help of PayPal. So Kiva doesn't touch the money and we don't touch the money either. Everything is done through PayPal. And basically how this works is you complete a profile, like completing a Facebook profile or a LinkedIn profile, and you provide financial information, some questions that if you're the owner of your own business, you can complete the application in less than 2 hours. Then it goes through a review process. Our team reviews it. If they have any questions, they can contact you back. And if not, your review process is finalized and you go on to what we know as the private phase. The private phase is very important because it's like a filter.
Okay.
We tell you, you know what, if you really want to have access to all of our global lenders, you need
It's a process, right?
Yes, it's a process. You need to contact your friends and family, uh-huh. And they have to lend you a minimum of $25.
And that's really interesting. Talk to me about that, because
yes,
that's something that there's a required amount to be,
yes,
able to pass through that filter,
yes,
right?
Yes. Basically, we tell you it depends on your loan request amount. But basically, we tell you if you want to get a loan of $5,000 or $10,000, you need to go out to your friends and family, between 10 people or 25. It depends with various factors. And if these people that know you, that they work with you, that they're your neighbors, and they lend you $25, then for us, it's like if the people around you in your community trust you, then we can trust you with our global lender.
So let's say I'm going to apply for a $10,000 loan.
Yes.
How much do I need to get from my friends and family?
Usually it's going to be like 15 to 20 people to lend you.
But how much? How much each?
It's a minimum of $25.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
That's the important part.
Right.
It's not that if somebody
will
lends you $1,000.
No.
We want to see that your friends and family, they trust you and they lend you money.
Okay, and so, you know, we have Roberto Rivera sitting here with us who went through that experience. Can you talk to us about how it went for you? Was it easy? Was it difficult? How long did it take you? And was it worth it?
Yeah, definitely. Hi, my name is Roberto Rivera, and I'm co-founder of Tortillas Doña Lola. We're a local manufacturer of corn tortillas and tortilla chips located in Caguas, Puerto Rico.
When did you start with this organization, Causa Local?
Everything that Ana explained it works exactly that way. We started with Kiva back in 2017.
3 years ago.
Yes. And back then we were setting up the manufacturing facilities. We started with our own money and our savings, our three brothers, and we put the money to start our businesses. However, we were short in some money to be able to complete the construction and the startup of the company.
How much did you need?
We needed 10,000.
You
exactly.
needed the 10,000.
Yes,
okay.
We needed the 10,000
at 0% interest.
Right.
Yes. that's amazing for a small business.
Right.
And so I searched in Facebook and internet, and then came across Kiva, and I call Anna, and that's a conversation we have, and. So
it was 5 p.m. I was in traffic jam going
okay.
back home.
And that's ideal.
I used my Bluetooth and I answered Roberto's call. And I remember exactly where I was that moment.
Okay. Yeah. And so how many people did you get together? Because that was the first thing, right?
Yes. So we were able to close a round of we applied for 10,000. We were able to close a round in less than 48 hours.
Wow.
And
everything, private and public face.
And we got money from over 300 people around the world.
Wow. Okay. And is that typical or is that?
Yes, that's typical.
Okay.
It's typical. Right now, they even fund faster usually because we received a matching fund from LISC and Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
And that matching fund, what it does is that it pairs up every dollar that you lend. So if I lend you $25, then the fund lends you $25 until you get to your initial goal, which in this case would have been $10,000.
Okay, and it's at 0%, but you do have to pay it back. What kind of a term are you getting?
We got 3 years to pay it back.
3 years, yes. Okay. And is that sustainable?
Months.
Yes, it is. It's you know, for 10,000 is about $278 a month,
mm-hmm.
which is 36 months. Yes,
okay.
Which is something really good, and you're not paying interest on that money.
Was it a difficult process to to take on to get the funding?
Actually, not. It's a very, very simple process.
Okay, so talk to us about that.
I call Anna, mm-hmm. and I had to explain my business idea to Anna
on the phone.
Yes, on okay. the phone. Okay. And then
well, I was Googling him on Facebook. Not.
And then once that's the first filter. Once you pass that filter, then Anna or someone else in the team, the Kiva team, sends you the instructions to apply.
Okay.
So you complete your profile. Something very important is that you have a strong story to tell to people in Kiva, and also a very good picture.
Okay.
Of your business idea. Okay. So once you have that, you check mark those two, and then they send all the information to Kiva in San Francisco. They approve the profile, and then once you're up, you get an email saying, hey, you're up in the platform. This is your web address, so you can share with your friends, family, and people you know, so they can start lending you money.
Now, when you got the money, did that help you get started? I mean, you said that you needed it for construction.
Yes.
Were you able to finish right away and get going? How did that move along?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And actually, we were comparing at other ways, like traditional ways to get money. So we could finish the construction of the manufacturing facilities. And something that really got my attention and attracted me from Kiva is that you can get the money, you can close the round really, really quick, mm-hmm. and get the money easily. So you can keep going,
Yeah,
you don't
there's
have
no
to,
business interruption,
yes,
in other words.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So we were able to get the money in less than 30 days.
And you mentioned that you had gone to other organizations as well. You had done Piloto and you had done Guayacán, right?
We did a Grupo Guayacán and Parallel 18.
Okay.
Yes.
Parallel 18. I'm
yes.
sorry, Piloto. Okay. And so now that was 2 years ago. Fast forward to today. Uh-huh. Talk to me about your business.
So, yes, sure. Our business is a food manufacturer.
Okay.
And we focus on manufacturing or making high quality products, especially on very simple ingredients, no preservatives, gluten free.
It's tortilla chips,
yes.
by the way.
Everything we do is with corn.
Okay.
Corn, naturally has no gluten, and we also we want to bring everything that is natural.
How's it going? Is it a business that's viable for you? I mean, have you already been able to see, revenue coming in and all of that?
Yes. Yeah. We're seeing revenue. We're still not in the profitable.
You're not profitable. Okay.
Yet.
Okay.
We're on the way there.
Are you do you have a target date for that?
Yeah, it's actually going to happen this year.
This year. Okay. Yes. How many employees do you have?
We have 7 right now.
And is that full time or?
It's 5 full times, 2 part times.
Okay, but that's not bad though. You're creating jobs.
Yes.
Which is basically what small businesses are doing in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Just creating jobs. Now let me go back to you because I need to talk about the mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Of Kiva's participation. How it is that the money is first of all, assigned, second monitored. That it's used properly.
Yes.
Because I mean, once you give away assign the $10,000, how do you make sure that it's used for what
yes,
was intended?
We use the repayment rate to measure it. After Maria, obviously, repayment went down because we gave everyone a 6-month grace period. So we're back at it at almost 80% to close this year, which is good. Before Maria, we're at 90%.
Okay. So you're almost there.
Yes. Okay. Yes. No, and that's fine. I mean, as long as it's not lower than 80%, we're super good with that. Because obviously there's always a risk. There's always cases that happen or payments that are, canceled because the business was canceled.
Right.
So, but basically Kiva is very flexible. We even work with everyone if they need to restructure their payment plans because this is done to help people. And the people that lend you around the world, they really want to support the small businesses.
And you mentioned the number of cases that you're approving.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to me about that?
Yes. So after, the beginning of this year, we literally grew as an organization per se. Before that, we were really focused on growing Kiva in the island and creating impact. So as we went growing, we wanted to also provide platforms for the small businesses that had grown from our pipeline of Kiva, right? Because a big small business like Roberto, they're ready to export, to grow. They probably need more access to capital. So that's one we created, and formalized and structurized Causa Local.
Mm-hmm.
So small business owners are able to have an access to capital ladder. And we mitigate that risk because we've already worked with these small business owners through Kiva.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it all connects, their repayment capacity. So basically our goals for this year are, to provide those small business owners from Kiva other platforms for access to capital.
Okay. And so that would be through traditional banking, perhaps?
No, we're actually working with another platform that works like Kiva, which is called WeFunder.
Okay.
But they do charge interest and they do charge or an exchange of capital because obviously you can raise up to $500,000.
Oh, okay. Yes. So we're talking bigger leagues.
Yes,
now.
But then it's basically, they also focus on trust and it's people around the world that get together and lend you money. So in that sense, we're creating communities and we're also giving these small business owners from Puerto Rico access to global networks.
That's what I was going to say. They're no longer dependent on, the banks that are based on the island.
You can go to
the world.
We're actually all the money that's brought in, 80% that's brought in, we've brought in like $500,000 in loans through Kiva up to now, and it's all foreign because there is that 20% part from the private phase, but even that is usually the diaspora that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So usually at least 80% of the funds we've brought in, it's capital from outside injected into the local economy.
So let me ask you, when the funding it comes in, the $10,000, mm-hmm. is that something that you channel to the businesses that are applying, or does it go directly to the business?
It goes right before you approve the loan. We confirm that the person has PayPal, so okay. It goes directly to their PayPal account, which is tied up to your bank account, account. So we don't touch the money. It's all through PayPal.
Okay.
All you need to have is a bank account in a local bank institution
mm-hmm.
in Puerto Rico, and then once you have that, you have to link it to PayPal.
Right.
So it's something really easy.
It's easy.
You're making it in minutes or seconds. You create your PayPal account, and then they'll transfer you the money once the bank the link between PayPal and the bank account is confirmed.
Now, is your company now entering that second phase that Ana Maria mentioned? Are you going to be seeking additional financing through, you know, the Causa Local?
We're right now in conversation because we open a new round of funding.
I see. Okay.
And we're seeking capital. We have been talking about it.
Okay, so that means that your business is going to continue to grow.
Yes.
In other words.
Yes.
So we're what's next? Can you share, you know, a little bit of your future plans?
Yeah, sure. So I mean, we're looking at putting more products in the retail market. The tortilla chips Doña Lola is our first product to go into the retail market. And before that, we were doing a lot of food service. So now we're gonna launch the corn tortillas to supermarket.
Oh wow! Okay, and when is that? This year, okay.
Yeah, that's happening this year, and then we have some other ideas already in the pipeline. I'll share in the future.
No problem. But the point is that you're evolving.
Yes,
You're definitely moving ahead with your operation.
Yes,
and it's helped you. Now, Ana Maria, how many cases a month, more or less, do you approve?
Well, let's see. When we started, and I think this is important, so people can observe and interpret how where's Puerto Rico in the sense of small businesses. When we started 3 years ago, we were focused on growing Kiva in the island, and we went to all events. I think I never printed one single flyer. Mm-hmm. It was just word of mouth, collaborating with Grupo Boyacan, Pop Projects, Centro para Emprendedores, all these incubators that already work with small businesses. So basically our goals for a year were like, you know, let's help 24 entrepreneurs. In the past 2 months, we've deployed 20 loans.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's a reflection of...
I think that's a reflection of entrepreneurship in the island, mm-hmm. a reflection, obviously, of all these partnerships and trustees we work with as well, such as Grupo Guayacán, Parallel 18, and other collaborations, such as Foundation for Puerto Rico. There's a lot of focus on growing small businesses in order to continue to develop and structureize our communities. And I think that is a very essential part. Globally, that's why Kiva works, because people love small businesses and they love that everything is local. Okay. So I think it's our time to, you know, create and grow and small businesses.
And to add on top of that, that's also a reflection that entrepreneurship in the island hasn't faded after Hurricane Maria.
Right, that's what I was going to say. And I think it's taken on a greater importance, actually.
And I have people that have come back that they started with Kiva and they took, you know, they started with a pickup truck or they started with a very small shop. And then now they're opening places in El San Juan, in Ashford.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So they repaid their loan. And then they took another loan to continue to grow.
Do you have an example of one of those businesses?
Double Cake, they started in Loiza. Now they're in Paso Caribe. Cool Hop, they started with a food truck. Now they're in Ashford. Los Paleteros, they started in the university. Lobby Amo, and mm-hmm. now they have a location.
Okay. So there is proof that there is success with this kind of...
Yes.
With this, are you the only organization working with Kiva right now in Puerto Rico?
In Puerto Rico, yes. Yes.
Okay. And I know that for years they had been interested in entering this market. They had a really strong presence in the Dominican Republic for a very long time.
Yes.
So this is something. And is this a long-term commitment that you have with
them?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And now let's go
with
back to
them and all of our partners.
Sure.
We already started receiving funding. So
now. And your background is interesting, and I want you to talk to me about it, because you're 32 years old, 33, right?
Happy
so
birthday to me.
Talk to me about your background and how it is that you arrived at Causa Local.
Yeah. So I'm from Ponce. I started in UPR here in Río Piedras. I started accounting. I audited different banks when I worked at Deloitte for 4 years, and I loved the banking industry, investments. Like, I really liked that. But it was something particular that I noticed that when I audited loan files reviews, I saw that the repayment rate was not as high as I would have expected to be. It was like, you know, you ask for all these questions, documents, everything, passports, license, insurance, and then the repayment rate is still very low.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, there's something missing here in this equation. Obviously, I understand how banks are regulated and sometimes they have to be very quantitative.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you know what? Maybe you need like a preface to prepare those entrepreneurs to be able to access the banks.
Right.
So that's when I was really interested and I started reading, and I noticed that Kiva was brought to Puerto Rico. And but then we had to run it and grow it. Mm-hmm. Because Kiva as itself is a program and a platform, not a company organization.
Right.
And that's when we started working with Kiva, because I fell in love with the concept that I think, you know, great work combined with trust, and, you know, and people that you can also measure qualitative, is a great combination for a good repayment rate, which technically it does work. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned later, we have really high repayment rates.
Well, people get used to, you know, paying that loan back. Yes. And,
yes. No, and people are thankful. People appreciate that you trust them. They're touched by these people that, you know, are totally strangers and they lend you money and they want to support you.
Sure.
So globally. So I think there's a lot of like qualitative factors that we evaluate that are very important for the growth of these types of programs.
Okay. Sounds
good. Yeah, and entrepreneurship is highly based on trust and,
yes. Sure.
And relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, entrepreneurs have this unique drive as well. I mean, not everybody is, you know, cut out to be an entrepreneur because you need discipline and you need, you
and
know.
And it's 24/7 job. It's a 24/7 job.
It's a 24/7 job. And so.
Sometimes I wake up 3 a.m. and Roberto's already working as well. Literally.
So getting that kind of support obviously is a boost.
Yes. So then I jumped from the corporate world to the nonprofit sector. And during that time, I worked at Piloto 151. And that's when I started on my spare time to grow Kiva.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in Piloto for 2 years. And then I continued with Kiva and created Causa Local. And I currently work with different partners and trustees.
What's the year that you, when did you create Causa Local?
I literally created last year.
Last year?
Last year, yeah.
Okay, last and year. So let's talk about numbers.
One of our funders, uh-huh. Isabel Ruyan from Comprometidos, she was like, Ana, think big.
Uh-huh.
So that okay. night, I woke up at 3 a.m. and I came up with the name Causa Local.
So how many
so that was what triggered
businesses
it.
have you helped? So
we've helped over 120 small businesses here in Puerto Rico.
In that year?
No. In that year, last year, probably like 40.
And wait 50, a minute, wait yeah, a minute. Wait
40
wait.
Or 50.
You opened after Maria?
Yeah, we were working the minute after Maria.
Okay. No, but when did you establish it? Was it before Maria or after?
No. I think it was after.
After,
we
organized
it, yeah.
So you came in at a critical time then.
Yes. I mean, Kiva was up and running.
Right.
But Causa Local became to have a presence after Maria.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and then how many, you know, what's your target for this year? How many loans do you expect to help out?
I mean, we've already done 20.
Okay.
I honestly think
20 in the first quarter?
In like the first February and March.
Right.
Because
okay.
January is a very slow month.
It's a sleepy month. In
so
2 months.
So okay. In like February, March, we've done two.
And do you think
goals.
that'll keep up? That rate will keep up? Or
I can imagine it will. Maybe mm-hmm. not at that level. But I do think maybe we can close the year with 50 loans.
Okay. And then of those 20 that you've already approved, mm-hmm. what kind of a mix are you seeing?
Oh my God, all types. Yeah. Creative industries. I have a musician right now fundraising, restaurants, a chocolate factory, agriculture.
Okay.
So yeah, we help, you know, we provide access to capital to all types of industries.
And what's the profile? Are they young? Are they, you know?
Yes. We have every type of person of every age and after 18.
Okay.
But basically the concentration is more between 25 and 35.
So, you know, if you were to talk to these people directly who are listening, what would you tell them, you know, about your organization and how they can get started?
Get on it.
Yeah.
Write to us. We'll send you the information. Let us know if you have any questions and we'll take it from there.
Wonderful.
I also want to mention that as part of Kiva, you enter into a community that has done. Like there's a lot, Roberto, there's a lot of other people like Roberto with small businesses. So they meet each other and they collaborate.
Okay.
So you also are part of a community now of small business owners that have done Kiva.
Yeah, and you get that support that you need as an entrepreneur.
Well, I'm sure that networking is never,
because you don't know it, you don't know everything, right. But someone in the Kiva community knows how to do it.
And have you had to, you know, turn to that kind of help?
Yes, definitely. I mean, there's been many
workshops,
companies, workshops, other
we do meetings,
people in Kiva,
yeah.
In other industries who are very strong in marketing.
Certain things that you need that you may not have, right?
I mean, we're manufacturing. We're three brothers, engineers.
So have you thought of, you know, collaborating with, you know, other people in that community that Ana Maria mentioned?
I think I know. I think there's been some collaborations already between businesses.
Okay.
That hasn't been our case yet. That's going to happen.
You've collaborated more with our trustees, our partners.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, definitely, it gives you something to fall back on. You know, it's a network of people that maybe they're not in the same industry as you, but they're in your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are companies that are starting out, and that helps, right?
Yes.
Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for the invite.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate it. And, you know, whatever happens in the future, please keep us posted.
Yes, cool. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And we also have a website, Causa Local.
Oh, can you share that again with us?
Yeah, we have Facebook, Instagram, and a website.
And what's the website?
Causa Local.
Just Causa Local. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you, our listeners, have a topic you would like to hear us discuss in this space, please send us an email to news@newsismybusiness.com with your suggestions. Until next time.
This episode of Dollars and Cents was brought to you by T-Mobile Puerto Rico, Oriental, Walmart Puerto Rico, and Amy Taylor Fernandez VoiceOvers.